What if you could live the life you truly desire? What choices would you make? What is stopping you from choosing this? Join the Consciously Crazy Chicks, Megan and Haley Sue, on the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show to discuss many topics around creating and being instead of existing and living. What fun can we have creating the fabulous life you desire?
Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with myself, Haley Sue, and my partner, Megan Rogers. Today, hey. Hi, Megan. So today we are talking about if the hat fits, do you wear it? So who are you and what role do you play? Mother, wife, lover, friend, sister, or brother, or any other role? And how many hats do you actually have? And do you choose for you, or do you choose to fill these roles and these hats that you wear? So do you take on the duty that comes with these roles? Do we make our lives harder by trying to fit into these roles? What if we could just choose for us? What if your role is just to be you? Do we even know what that looks like? And which hat would you really like to wear? So,
yay.
This is going to be a really interesting conversation today. Welcome, Megan. Let's first just tell our lovely listeners who we are and what we be.
Cool. So we, as you know, are the Consciously Crazy Chicks, and we will do and be whatever it takes to create happiness and fun and joy. And the joy that we know is truly possible in our lives and in yours. So I am the co-creator and owner of Consciously Crazy Chicks, obviously. I'm also an energy healer, a talks and entities facilitator, a bars and body process facilitator, and currently I'm also a developer in IT, amongst many other things. How about you, Harold?
Fantastic. And you are my insignificant other at the moment. Megan is my
Is it insignificant, unsignificant? Let's go with unsignificant.
I don't know. So me, Haley Sue, I'm also an energy worker, healer. We are real life superheroes, actually. I will be and do anything and everything it takes to change your life to what you desire through many modalities that I have learned. And I'm a body process facilitator, a bars facilitator, and we have some dogs barking on the line there. Thank you for your contribution. So I've worked with bodies and beings for a long time now, and it just gets more and more interesting. And with the tools of Access Consciousness, it's become easier for me and for my clients to change stuff in their lives really fast. So yeah, how does it get better than this? So let's talk about the hats. Which hat would you really like to wear in your life?
Sure.
So
sorry about the dogs. every time the doorbell rings, the dogs go completely chaotic. They think that there's somebody breaking into the house, so they get a little bit excited. which hat are you wearing? Today we've had quite a lot going on. Haley's had quite a lot going on in her space. I was just thinking about which hat do you really wear, Hales? Which hat would you like to wear? Let's go with that first.
I was thinking about that yesterday already before all the drama unfolded in my life. But let's just start at the beginning, which is a very good place to start. yes. So I am a wife and a mother, a lover, a sister, a daughter, a friend. Oh my goodness, there are many. So, and I was thinking about this. So, which hat do I like to wear, and where do I feel more comfortable? So, for me, I used to pre-access. I would change who I was depending on whose company I was in. So if I was with my family, I'd be one way. If I was with my friends, I'd be another way. And, you know, my friends always know me as the life and soul of the party, and that was okay. But now I've changed, and that doesn't sit so well for my family and my friends, because they still expect me to be a certain way, whereas now I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm choosing for me. And it doesn't look the same as it used to, and it doesn't fit the hat of sister or friend. So it's causing a little bit of uncomfortableness in my life and in theirs. So I guess this is all just choices.
You know, when you choose for you and it doesn't look like other people want it to look, it can be really, really uncomfortable, especially for them. And then they make it all sound like, you know, you're wrong for choosing for you because you're not wanting to be and do what they're expecting of you, you know.
Well, that's exactly it. So then I go into judgment of myself because now I'm getting, well, you're not actually being a sister or a friend or whatever. And I'm going, well, I am, but it's just my way. And then that's the other thing, is that it always has to be your way. It's like, no, it doesn't have to be my way. It's just that what works for me is what's working for me. It doesn't necessarily have to work for you. And if you and I suppose that's where Gary Douglas, who's the founder of Access Consciousness, says, are you willing to lose everybody and everything in your life? And that's a really tough thing to actually comprehend, because are you really willing to lose all your family, friends, whatever, to really choose for you, no matter what it looks like? Are you really willing to choose for you? And I think that's the bottom line, because we go into so much judgment of ourselves and of everyone else, and oh my God. So,
We were just talking this morning, and Haley was saying, you know, she doesn't want to be somebody else with different people in her life. And I was looking at that and I was going, you know, oh my God, I do that. I put a different hat on for different people. So I put a different hat on when I'm with my family, to when I'm with specific friends, to when I'm with other friends, to, because I don't, for me, I've chosen not to be the, especially with my family. My friends not so much, but my family, I've chosen not to be that conflict, not to be that person that's in conflict with everybody, you know, because all the work that I do and the active stuff that I do, it creates so much angst, and people don't like it in my family. They get upset and they get aggressive, and so I've just put on a different hat and I said, cool, I'm just going to be me. I'm not going to be the full of me, just maybe a little bit of me.
Just 10% of you, yeah.
There you go.
And you know what? That's okay. You don't have to make ourselves wrong for that, because that's a choice just to create more ease in your life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I suppose that's a choice. But now I am at a place where I'm like, I am no longer willing to do that.
Yeah.
So it's very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable at the moment, and it's causing a lot of friction. So what do you do? And for our listeners and everybody in the chat room, you know, we'd greatly appreciate your input here. what would you do? Would you walk away from your family?
And your friends.
And your friends. Yeah, because right now I'm like ready to jump on an airplane. So, and this is another question then. So is this escape or is this creating? Because I've heard Gary talk about this at the moment as well. Whereas are we escaping or are we actually creating? So I know for me, by choosing for me to leave, I would create more in my life, but I would fuel the fire of the family and the emotions that go with all of that.
Yeah, I agree.
So do I care? And yes, obviously you care a hell of a lot. Or do I really care? And I'm like, at the moment, no. Hell no. Freaking hell no.
But usually when there's so much anger, hell, there's usually something else. So, but we're not going to do that right now.
Yeah, no, I don't think we need to go there right now.
I was just saying to Hayley also earlier before we started on the show, you know, is that I need to move. For me, I want to choose to move away from specific friends because they make me feel like I am wrong for everything I do and be, and, you know, it's so funny. Okay, that's an interesting point of view because I take that on, and it's not necessarily the way it is. I just have that point of view about it. But, like, are you really willing to lose it? And are you really willing to change, stick with one hat, or be whatever hat you want to be but not judge yourself? And that, I think, is the big thing.
Yeah.
Being an allowance of what you choose. Hey.
Yeah. And I think a really good tool that you gave me this morning, which we should share because it's a really great one, is that let your allowance, okay, you say it. I'm confused now. My tongue is twisted.
Your tongue's twisted. it's kind of like, what do you need to be and do in order to get your allowance to be in line with your awareness? Because you're aware of what your family and your friends are choosing. And you want them to be able to create more and have more, be more. But if they're not choosing it, you need to be an allowance of it. And often we get so like frustrated and angry or whatever it is because they're not choosing. They're choosing something that's so blatantly like screwed up. Screwed up. in your point of view, and you can just see that there's so much more for them and they're so much more aware than they're willing to step into and be in. So, you know, in space and consciousness, can you be to get your allowance to be in line with your awareness? And that's a really good question to ask. Because once your allowance is in line with your awareness, then you're okay with what they choose because you're in allowance of it.
Yeah.
Then the tension kind of releases a little bit.
Yeah, and I also think of being in allowance of yourself. Because we put so much judginess on us for wearing the right hat with the right people and doing things the correct way and the way we've been taught and what society dictates. So I think, yeah, being an allowance of what we choose is also like, whew.
Yeah.
Let yourself be,
yeah. Carol says, I wonder what invitation you would be to them to get beyond their chains of what's right and wrong roles by stepping out, and would you be willing to be that invitation whether they choose to see it or not? I was thinking about that this morning. You know, if you specifically to Hayley's situation, would you be willing to be that person and go, actually, you know what, I'm in allowance of what you choose, and see if that changes anything for them, and even if it doesn't, you still in allowance of them? Is that what you meant, Carol? Let's see if she responds, but we're almost time for, she says kind of.
Well, maybe after the break, if Carol, if you want to chat to us live, you're welcome to, so we can just expand on that a little bit. We'll see you on the other side.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and my partner in craziness is Haley Sue. And we are talking about if the hat fits, do you wear it? And just before the break, we were talking about how we judge ourselves, judgy, as Haley was saying, for choosing to be and, you know, wear specific hats. And Carol had a question about, you know, she wondered whether the invitation would be to them to get beyond chains of what's right and wrong, and if we would be willing to be that invitation. But we didn't quite get her question correct. So, Haley, do you want to try and expand on that a little bit? Or Carol, do you want to come on the line?
Well, yeah. So she was saying, hi, everybody. Sorry. Welcome back. Carol was thinking, more along the lines of the way people lock into things and not be able to see beyond until someone shows them. So, for me, that's great. So by being who I be and being the invitation, people get to choose what they're going to choose. Yeah? But what if they're not willing to see beyond and see something different? Whereas, you know, a lot of people are really stuck and locked into the way they do things. And there is no other way or choice or possibility that shows up. That's exactly it. In their realities, that is just not an option. So, what do you do in that situation? Well, either you choose to be an allowance of what they're choosing, or you walk away.
Exactly. You know, because I work with I'm just going to be the entity person for a moment. I remember Shannon always telling us, you know,
the entities that are the strong and, you know, the really powerful beings. You know, you get some good ones and bad ones. But she used demons in this point. She's like, she was saying that when demons or whatever, they play up, so to say, and you can either be an allowance of it, of the person that's allowing this entity to be in their space, or you're away, because you don't need to be in the space of somebody else's, for lack of a better word, crappy choices. And it's their choice. And if somebody allows stuff that in their life, or allows anything in their life, whatever it is, you can either be an allowance of it or walk away, as you say. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Brief is... you go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so Brie was saying here, I think so many people think that they only get to wear one hat, and it has to be the best hat in the entire world. I would rather wear multiple hats. Mm. Yeah, I do wear multiple hats, but actually, I'd rather not wear a hat at all. I'd rather run around naked screaming through the sprinkler. You know what I mean? And truly be me.
Can I just say, another TMI. We've had many of those today.
But, yeah, I mean, isn't that what it's all about? That's what it's all about, is about peeling back the hats and the layers and all the crap and the makeup and the fake up and everything that we apply to fit into one group or another.
Absolutely.
So Carol, where were we taught that? Such bad programming.
Such bad programming. It is bad programming. The naked kid in the sprinkler is the best programming in the world.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Carol saying that you're thinking of the Doctor Who story. Do you like my hat? No, I don't like your hat. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I like that. We posted something earlier in the week about hats, also Dr. Seuss. And he says, today you are you, that is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. Huh?
Yeah. Youer than you. No one. Yeah. No one is youer than you. And I suppose that's where the conflict and the judgment and the everything comes in, because you want it to be the same as somebody else's reality. Mm-hmm. So, like, okay, so let's talk about my sister and I at the moment. She wants our relationship to look like, well, this is my point of view, that in my point of view, I am the supportive sister, but we don't have real in-depth conversations and discussions and, you know, text each other maybe 24/7, and it doesn't look like a Hollywood sister movie thing looks. I think we really have a great relationship as sisters. I mean, ours is quite different and awesome compared to a lot of people I know. And I'm okay that our relationship is different to other people. So now she wants that to look like something else. And I can't be something else, or I don't want it to be something else. I don't know what it is. So another one of the tools I'm using at the moment for that is I destroy and uncreate my relationship every single day with my sister, my entire family. So that's a great tool to use every day. And you can use it, you can destroy and uncreate your relationship with your business, with money, with absolutely everything that you have a relationship with. And it just means that something different can show up. Because when you say that, people tend to like, oh my God, what do you mean destroy and uncreate the relationship? Does it mean I'm not going to have a relationship? It just means something better can show up, or something that you haven't even thought of, a different possibility. So that's at the moment is where I'm at and what I'm kind of struggling with.
Yeah. But, you know, we also
get better than that.
How does it get better than that? And we also find that because we are, now you've got the hat of the, or the role of the sister on, the hat of the sister on your head, you know, there's certain expectations, things that you're expected to do.
Yeah.
And that really makes it hard, because if you don't function in this space, in this reality, and function like everybody else does, that makes it really, really hard to be and do what they expect. And when you don't do what be in what they, you know, blah, 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 let's try that again. When you don't do and be what they expect, then it becomes a fight or a tension or an emotion or a something, you know. I'm really fortunate in my family that my sister and I have a very dynamically different relationship, in that we have very little expectation of each other, but when we speak to each other, we're very close. But that's just because I don't think we've ever had an expectation of each other. So we don't really function in a normal sister relationship, you know what I mean?
No, and what is normal anyway?
Exactly. So I think especially, you know, we take on the duty that comes with the role more often than not. And I was going to say that I was out with a couple of mates last night, and they were saying, you know, that thought went right out of my head. Okay, never mind. Clearly not important.
Whoosh, and away it went.
And away it went.
With the hat.
Oh dear. Anyway.
I was going to say, what was I going to say? Something about you not choosing, me not choosing. What are we not choosing here? I think you just wiped my brain too. Thanks for that.
Sorry. How does it get any better than that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Jeez, like it. We just lost all the hats. I think there was a great gust of wind and blew them all out the cupboard.
So Eleanor says, hats am I choosing in the connections I am really desiring? Now that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
What hat am I choosing in the connection I'm really desiring?
Awesome.
And what hat are you choosing, Han?
I'm
really desiring.
Yeah. That's the thing. I'm like really, really looking at what I want, well, what I want, listen to me, what I desire in my life and what that looks like. And, it really looks different to a lot of people. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was going to talk about access and that access consciousness, how it's changed my life so tremendously, and perhaps I do go on about it a lot, but I really incorporate it into every aspect of my life, and everything is a question, and so that came back today, is that if other people aren't choosing that, then I think they are fucked up, or just stupid, or not on the same wavelength, or whatever. And it's not that. It's just that I'm so excited about what I'm creating and what I'm choosing. Mm-hmm. And I see the changes and I'm so excited. And I think that's my strongness, is I just want everybody to choose that too, because I know there's so much more and such greater possibilities out there. and it frustrates me. But yeah, and I suppose that's where I have to be an allowance of what they are choosing, and that's okay.
That is okay. So we're going to just go to a break quickly, and then we're going to get Eleanor on the line and get her thoughts on this. We'll see you after the break.
Bye.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator to schedule a private session or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and my partner in crime is Haley Sue. And we are talking about if the hat fits, do you wear it? What were we talking about before the break, Harold?
Access consciousness. Hello, how much I hi everybody. How much I love it and how it's changed my life. And you know, I kind of don't do that just for you, just for fun thing a lot.
Yeah.
I like to share. So, yeah. Maybe I should. But I don't know how to do that, actually, because how do I do
just that? Just for you, just for fun. You just say. Just, yeah. For you, just for me, just for fun, not for anyone. But that's life.
Don't tell anyone. But, yeah. Yeah, I suppose where I'm living my life and asking questions, and that what was coming back at me was like, they don't like me asking questions all the time, really, is I think the bottom line. Because it makes you think, doesn't it? And it makes you see different possibilities even when you don't want to. And that can make it uncomfortable for them. Yes?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, my... My dog is going to give some input here, so I'm sorry, apologize for that.
Well, that's fine. You see, he doesn't think it's just for him, just for fun. He wants to tell everyone.
Her name is Melissa.
Oh, sorry,
It's okay. So anyway, so we have a caller on the line, Eleanor, who wanted to contribute a little bit. Eleanor, are you there?
Are you on I'm here. Here. Hi, Megan. Hi, Haley.
Hi, Eleanor. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Yeah, in that question I put up, what hat am I choosing and the connections I'm really desiring, I noticed when I was talking to a family member one of my sisters in Ireland last week, that I, for the connections I desired with her, which are deep because of, you know, geographical differences as well, and, you know, the places where I am in my life right now, the connection with my sister, what was a desire, but for me to do that, I had to wear a certain hat, a hat of how I used to be, the sister I used to be, the familiar one growing up, that would fit into her world. But after the call, I felt, I felt very limited. I felt I had really brought myself down to fit in her world, which really wasn't,
yeah.
It wasn't me. And it just felt, it felt very heavy. And yes, I did choose it as one of the hats, and sometimes it's okay, but in this particular time, it wasn't a contribution to me. And this is the payoff I'm looking for is the connection, but I feel like that if I don't make myself small, there will be no connection, and that feels even heavier. What would it take to be all of me without the threat of not having a connection?
Yeah, you know, it's... that's quite something. I think for me, what I get there, Eleanor, is that you've really got to be willing to choose for you, but be willing to choose for you without your family. You don't have to you have to be willing to do it. You don't necessarily have to choose it. So in a space where your connection with your sister is not a contribution to you, or that space in that particular moment is not a contribution to you, and that's okay, you know, don't make yourself wrong for it or being in that space with her, because you can choose in every 10 seconds. But are you willing to be in a space and in a place in your life without that?
Am I willing to be in a space
Are you willing to be in a space with your family without, you know, are you willing to be in a space in your life without your sister? I'm not saying you necessarily have to choose it, but are you willing to be in a space without her in your life?
No. See, that's no. And I can hear the definiteness, being definite about it there. That's one of the things in that consciousness that's hard for me to agree with. I find it's not a black and white situation. I think there's bits and pieces of it, especially where family members are concerned, because I have experience with one member already who has done that to the whole family. Actually, the person who introduced me that years ago is now not in access. And I think that's the sad part of it, too, because when you treat something, in my opinion, when you treat something like that in a black and white situation, it was a whole wipeout of a family where there's seven, siblings.
Oh, wow. So
yeah.
That's the thing, though. You don't have to choose it, though. You don't have to, you know, you energetically to be willing to do that. That, I think, is a very big difference. If you choose it, it is something else. That family member obviously chose to not have that their family in it, but it's the willingness to be there, the willingness to feel that energy, to be in that space. But you don't have to choose not to have your family there. But when you're in a willingness to do it, it creates different possibilities, because then you have less of an invested outcome. Does that make sense to you?
It absolutely does, and that's a much easier, actually, that's a lighter way of looking at it.
Yes. So you don't need to go, okay, I don't... Oh, I'm sorry. Could you say that again, please?
Yeah, I think there's somebody breathing on the phone somewhere.
This is me. Am I breathing too heavily?
You're breathing in the mic, really?
So my microphone is up my nose now.
How dare you breathe?
Stop breathing, Peter.
that's a much lighter way of looking at it. It's being willing to have the space to have a space there too. Actually, it's taking the right and wrong out of it. Because
yeah.
I don't want to make my sister wrong either. I want to be an allowance of all of that, but be who I really am too.
I think that's exactly it, Eleanor. And you don't want to have that small, limited, contracted feeling when you're with her, if I understood you.
Yes, because I was on the other side of that, and I made myself wrong with my other sister, and I went through all those questions, you know, about being wrong, and there was no wrongness in me when it was on the shoe was on the other foot. So I don't want to put my sister in that situation. I love my sister. I love all my sisters.
And, you know, that's the other thing is that we often make ourselves wrong and then we go, okay, well, I'm not agreeing with what she's thinking, saying and being, so therefore I must be wrong. Or we make them wrong because we're not in the same space as them. Whereas maybe, just maybe, it's just different point of view and we could be an allowance of each other. And if you just expand and go, okay, well, that's her choice at this point, and this is my choice at this point. How can we just be in a space where we can be in each other's spaces? You know what I'm saying.
I do. And I have learned, because there are things that I would do different now, because I have expanded from the first situation with my sister, who chose to be all of who she is. I have learned to be more of who I am. For sure, but it came in a very painful way. I guess we don't choose how it comes either.
Well, yeah, I think that's the thing, is that you don't want to cause pain and hurt for anybody else or for yourself. And I think that's where I went today, you know, it became a heated argument, and then I made myself wrong for blowing up and saying things, not for what I said, but maybe how I said it. I could have been a bit more diplomatic, but diplomacy is not really my middle name.
I hear you, sister. I hear you.
And I think that's okay, not to make yourself wrong, because that's what we're really talking about, isn't it? Is being us and being able to choose for ourselves and what makes us happy and our bodies and hearts sing, but not hurting anybody else either.
Yes, and I think the statement, I think it was you made it about not wearing any hat. Different perspective for me too, and I think that applies even more here. I loved what Bree said about wearing many hats, and that's what I do also. You know, I had opened up with that, but to even bring it further in wearing no hat is another great possibility.
Absolutely. What would it take for all of us to lose the hats? Who or what would we really be then? And what possibilities would show up in our lives if we weren't wearing the hat?
And because what would that look like?
I know what it would look like. It would look like vulnerability with all barriers down.
Oh, yes. Well done, Eleanor.
Oh, we can't do that, Eleanor. No.
We like boundaries. This morning I saw the boundaries as a porcupine. You know when they put, do you know what porcupines are overseas?
Yes. Pigs. Are they pigs? Yes.
Well, but they've got those spikes, and when they get crossed, the spikes all stand up and they shoot them at you. And that's exactly how I saw the barriers this morning. So I was like, oh, really spiky and sharp.
Okay, I got that picture.
We really have to have barriers, Eleanor, don't we? Otherwise, wow.
Yeah, drop those barriers.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much. That was incredible. I have to re-listen to this one again. Thank you,
Eleanor. Thank you for your contribution.
Pleasure, as always. Thanks. I'm going to listen. Thanks.
Thanks. I see it's time for a break. Again, it goes so fast when we're having so much fun. So let's practice pushing our barriers down during the break and see how we come back vulnerable on the other side.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at Megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and my partner in craziness is Haley Sue. And you're listening to If the Hat Fits, Do You Wear It? Hey, Hales.
Hey, hey, hey. No, I'm not wearing any hat anymore. I'm over the hats. Thought they were pretty. I may wear a little, what are those things called? Fascinator. No more hats. Because I am fascinating.
Okay, sure.
Sure.
Sure. But we were just saying before the break, you know, that if we didn't wear any hats, what it would look like. And thinking about that in the break, if I didn't wear a hat, you know, who would I be?
Mm.
And that's quite an interesting thing, because if you're not a mum, if you're not wearing a mum hat, what does that mean to you? If you're not wearing the hat of a wife, what does that mean to you? Or a sister, or a brother, or a whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Eleanor said, that would be no barriers down and absolutely vulnerable. And how does it get better than that? You know, to live life from that space, vulnerability and your true colors and, true hat. And how would it get better than that? How does it get better than that, to be in that absolute space of expansiveness, vulnerability, and pure you?
Yeah, but I still feel like I can't almost see how that would, what that would look like for me. If I take the hat off of, let's say, you know, because I'm with my parents now, if I take the hat off of a daughter and I don't play that role, what
okay,
does that
well,
look
don't,
like?
Okay, so... So instead of trying to see what it would look like, why don't you just get the energy of that?
Right.
Maybe it's
right,
more about the energy of that than actually what it would look like. Because if you got the energy of it, that would be, you would be able to get that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Okay, cool. I got that. That's cool. I understand that now. It took me a while. you get energy of it, and then what? So I get the energy of not playing get the energy of that hat being off, and then.
And then you ask a question.
That kind of the...
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Cool. Wow. Okay. Does that energy feel light, expansive, fun to play in that space? Cool. Okay. What else is possible? Body, what would you like to do here?
Right. Okay. I'm with you. I like it. Okay, cool. Do that.
My interesting point of view for these 5 seconds.
I like it. Cool.
I've loved show, and it's been so insightful and a contribution to me. So thank you, everybody. That has been on the show, Eleanor and Carol Bree, Christine, my insane, crazy, ludicrous people. You are awesome. And so before we go, I'd just really like to talk about what's coming up for us. Because we have been creating up a storm, Megs and I. And Tuesday night, we're going to be on the What If show. I think if you go to our website, you'll be able to link in there, or our Facebook page, Consciously Crazy Chicks. You'll be able to find the link there. That's 8 p.m. South African time. And
I was going to say, we are doing a bush tour, a crazy, consciously crazy bush tour.
That's what I was going to say. It's so exciting. So exciting. Well, first of all, Dr. Dane here is going to be in Johannesburg, on the 19th of June this year. So we have put together a little safari done differently with the Consciously Crazy Chicks, which will actually, we will be leaving on the Saturday before, so that's the 13th of June, up to Chobe Kasani in Botswana, which is the most magical, awesome place where four countries converge, and there is just the most beautiful river, and all the wildlife could ever wish to see. It's the real bush, as I call it.
It's the real bush.
So if you'd like to join us for that,
please
go to our website. The link is there. What else do we have? We've got ghost tours coming up in Cape Town. We've got bars, access bars. We've got our own class called Creating You, which we'll be launching on the 2nd of May. So just go to our website, www.consciouslycrazychicks.com, or our Facebook page, Consciously Crazy Chicks. Or you can tweet us at Conscious Chicks with an X. Because I'm a twit, not so much a tweet.
You really should not admit to that. come on, you need to tweet us, not tweet us.
Yeah, come on. Tweet it.
Come on.
But so, there's a lot coming up. Oh, yes,
you
and YouTube.
Thank you. Keep going, Harold. You're on a roll.
Yes, if you want to hear us talk some more, we have some awesome videos on YouTube. So, and a2zen.fm. We are here every Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, thank you very much for playing with us. And we will hear you, see you, hopefully very soon.
Hopefully in person one day.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
What would it take?
Fabulous. Yay.
Thank you for choosing to listen to us, the Consciously Crazy Chicks. Megan and Haley Sue will return next Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on a2zen.fm. We hope you'll join us. Until then, what fun can you have and what can you create just by being you?